Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is an attorney, a small business attorney, and we love him anyway. The eBay Marketing Bible, that's one of his books. The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, that's another one of his books. The eBay Business Answer Book. You're starting to see all the great support he's provided small business owners over the years in a number of ways, including his brand spanking new book called The Crowdfunding Book Handbook. The Crowdfunding Handbook. Raise money for your small business or startup with equity funding portals. Now, I'm going to ask him some questions about that subtitle in just a minute. But first, let's get him in here. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? Always good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on birthing another baby here.
You got it. This is number 16.
Congratulations.
That's it, you know, and a big one, too. It's gotten a huge response so far. Everybody wants to know more about this stuff.
Now, in the book, this book is mostly about the equity side, right?
Yeah, the new rules, which, by the way, you know, they're going into effect today, which basically allow companies to start raising capital on the Internet from the masses, from ordinary folks like you and me.
Yeah,
first time
that
that's happened since there's been securities laws.
Right, and because of the 1933 and 1934 tax law, securities laws.
The acts that created the Securities and Exchange
back
Commission,
in back the 30s, the 33 and 34.
Yep, this is old
and,
New Deal stuff.
And that was to keep people from stealing money from widows and orphans.
That's right.
The con artists. And so that pretty much stopped that. And they've kept a pretty tight rein on it over the years. And there was one exception that some exceptions they made were some of the Reg D exceptions, which is where you and I could go solicit business, but only from certain people,
not from
the public. I used to make a living doing that back in the 80s.
Right. Yep,
and so now, though, tell us how things are different.
Well, things are different now. There's a growing awareness that we may not need all the protections that people needed back in the 1930s, you know, quite frankly. I mean, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but there's a view that people are a lot more intelligent, sophisticated, educated, maybe not.
I think some are. I think some are.
Some are. So the idea is let's loosen it up a little bit and see what happens. Especially now, there are a lot of businesses out there, Jim, that aren't eligible for traditional venture capital, but they have huge followings on the web, on social media, whatever. And these small businesses would love to tap into that to raise money for their businesses. Up to now, they haven't been able to do it because of the securities laws. Now, with crowdfunding, they will be able to do that.
Can we do something here, though? And I really need to. I feel extremely compelled to make sure we straighten this out. When you say crowdfunding, I have to say this, Cliff. That's the way you just said it is not quite accurate because you and I know it's because of the way Cliff is thinking about equity. He's thinking about investors putting money in your business and taking back shares of stock for your business. That's what
correct.
This is all about. But the truth is, this is crowdfunding is the overarching term that could be money that people donate to you, expect nothing in return, or it could be money that they that you borrow from them, expecting to be repaid with interest, but no stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think of crowdfunding, I think, Cliff, to be fair, and I hope you'll do this when you're being interviewed other places, is that you say crowdfunding equity or crowdfunding with investors or something.
Right,
because
exactly. There still will be traditional crowdfunding. Traditional. It's only been around since like 2006. But traditional crowdfunding where, you know, you raise money for a project, and if the project works, you give people a sample of the project or whatever. That's not going away. This is not taking the place.
That's
that.
what I call charity or donation or cause crowdfunding.
Bingo.
Cars, yep, crowdfunding.
That will still be here. This is just another
But then there's a way, the ability to borrow money, and this is robust. The money borrowing part of crowdfunding is very advanced now and robust, and a lot of small business owners are using it, and it's still crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Places like Lending Club, Lending Tree.
All those, yeah.
All those guys.
But now the new kid on the block is the crowdfunding equity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to make my head explode when I hear people on television try to talk about this, and they just say crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. And talk about equity like that's the only thing.
Right.
And people are, I just think it's important that we
speak. Well, no, let's put it this way. As a lawyer, Jim, I always believe in defining the terms.
You got to do it.
Defining our terms. You got to do
that. You got to do it because I have some reservations about this new kid on the block that Cliff knows about. And he and I might even debate it a little bit after these messages. But I love his book, though. It's an important book. It is an essential book because this is real world. The crowdfunding has.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.